Blog Talk Radio.
Check us out there. You also can check out our fan page, DJ Black and Vienna Show.
We know it's double. We know it's double name, so it's no big deal. If you know DJ Blackstreet, you know Vienna. We're gonna get out there, guys, see what we got going on. What we do is we basically interview independent artists and we also interview superstars. The reason why I do that is because I like for the independent artists to be able to push what they're doing, and the superstars help them out. So right now, our superstar on the phone is Doe Belly Scream. What's up, Doe Belly?
What's happening, man? I'm splendid, bro. What's going on?
Hey, man, it's all good, man. Just sit back trying to get these songs downloaded, man. What's up with you?
Man, trying to do big things, man. You know, we just dropped the Smoke and Mirrors album. You can download that at www.nationentertainment.com. You can check that out on Facebook. It'll show you where you need to go. We're doing big things with that right now. We just did a couple spots, man, with 2 things on the Based on the True Story tour. We got all the old music on CD Baby now, iTunes. I mean, you know, we're trying to stay consistent.
Right. That sounds good, brother. Hey, Lil Bugs, are you out there? Can you tell us what you got going on right now?
Good, well, it's your boy, Lil Bug, Queen City, Arkansas, man. Right now, just out here working on my new mixtape, man, live from the projects, you know what I'm saying? It dropped. You know, I got my single out right now, Money Don't Fall. Be on the lookout for that. And we just working, man, trying to do big things, man.
Hey, guys, check it out. This is the way it's going to work. If you guys have a question for one of my artists that are on the phone right now, just push 1 on your keypad, and then I'll be able to see the question mark that'll light up by your telephone number, your area codes. What I'll do is I'll call out the first digits of your area code, like 716. If 716 hears their area code, you'll answer me. And everybody on the phone right now, I hate to do this, but you guys got to mute out your phones. Mute your phones. If you got a mute on your phone, mute them out. If you don't have a mute, put your hand over the microphone because we got to have pure silence when we're talking. I hear a lot of commotion going on right now, so I need everybody to mute out their phones. And when I tell you mute your phone, when you're able to talk, when we unmute the phones, then we'll let you talk and let you say whatever you want. But right now, I need everybody to unmute their phones. Sister Gidget, what's up? Are you out there?
Yeah, I'm out here, but I put my phone on mute. You told me to shut up, so. But now I'm back. How are you, DJ Blackstreet,
hey,
my guest?
Yeah. Hey, man, we're doing pretty good. I haven't talked to Vienna yet, but she's next up. I wanted to get you out the way because I know you like to talk a lot, so let's get it out the way.
Hey, this is G Money Smooth. I'm just chilling, laying back, listening to the young men on the panel tonight, seeing what they talking about. I'm chilling, baby.
I hear you, sister. Hey, do you mind calling up Scooby and telling him not to be Scooby tonight? Just tell him to chill out and let's do something different. Maybe he can do people. If you want to do people, you can do people. Bring him on the phone line if you don't mind.
Okay. All right. I'll get him on the phone line.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. My co-host, Vienna, in New York City. Are you out there, Vienna?
Yes, I am. What's up, world? What's going on?
Wow. Hey, girl, it's good to hear from you, man. I know we talk during the day, but it's good to hear from you every time I call. Hey, but where's the holler when we get off the phone? We need to talk. I got something else I want to share with you. Vienna, can you let everybody know how your week was? Because you're not doing the pool thing anymore. I guess your pool thing just stopped all of a sudden, so you're doing pretty good, huh?
I am done. I am on a little mini vacation for 6 days. I am hibernating from the world. I am in my house, in front of my computer, doing what I need to do with the music industry, and that's that. That's that. I'm back.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I like to hear that, man, the way that sounds. So now I'll be able to get you to help me out. That sounds really nice.
No, that's right.
That's what's up, man.
You know,
hey,
right. That's what I'm here.
We also have A Money on the phone. What's up, A Money?
What's up, Vienna, DJ Black Caesar, the whole show. This your girl, A Money, hollering at you from New York.
What's
up,
A
Money?
What's up?
Man, you got it, sister. I mean, it's been a beautiful, peaceful week for me. The birds are chirping, the chickens are crowing, so everything's been going right, man. So is anybody else have anything that's going on out there that wants to speak, then you can speak now. If you don't, we're going to get on with the show. Deanna, you know how the show works. Doe Belly doesn't know how the show works. And my man, hey, guys, I'm sorry to say this, but Chrome Corleone, I had a phone number on him. I guess the phone number's been disconnected. So, Chrome, if you're out there listening, you need to call up the show, man. It's the phone number. Call the guest line if you're out there listening in, man, because you're supposed to be on the show tonight. And Chrome shot himself in the foot, guys. Nobody knew about that. He shot himself in the foot, and I told him, I was like, dude, I said, the show must go on, so if you shot yourself in the foot, you got to do more than that to get out of the show. So I guess that his phone is off now, so I don't know what's going on. But Chrome lives in Las Vegas, and I didn't have to get any music from him. I like to have music from the artists that are going to be on the show. So, Chrome, if you're listening in, if you got somebody listening in for Chrome, you guys need to call Chrome up if you have his number and tell him to call me up on the show. The number is right there on the page, the guest call-in. Just call that guest call-in, and then we'll get the show started. Hey, guys, but I got my man on the phone from Dirt Nation, guys. If you guys don't know this guy, you should know him already. The guy had the number one ringtone in the world at one time, my Mississippi. Yeah. Hey, if you guys don't know him, you're going to know him in a little bit. This guy likes to talk just like I do, so you guys will know a little bit about him. Hey, Vienna, I sent you over his email with his bio. I don't know if you got that, but I sent you his bio. So I know you like to ask professional questions and all, but I just go off the head. You feel me? Can you dig that? Hey, guys, hey, check it out. This is the way it works. Vienna, she's the co-host, so basically she's up first. She has a question she's going to ask you. Doe Belly, so just deal with it, man, for a little bit, and I'll get back to you and ask you a couple questions. Also, I'm going to call your brother while you guys are talking so I can get him on the phone so we can get him on the phone and talk some more. So, guys, just hold on a minute, and Vienna, take it away. It's your show, baby.
So what's up, everybody? How's everybody doing tonight?
Man, truly splendid.
Splendid, splendid. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I want to know, how the hell did you get the number one ringtone in the world? That's what I want to know.
Man,
my God. You go, boy.
Hmm?
I said, you go, boy.
Man, thank you. My guy, he took the ringtone, man, from the old Nokia phone and made it into a beat. And we came up with a song called My Mississippi Ford, and we ran it in the streets. It got hot in Mississippi, first of all, and it flew throughout the South, Alabama, Tennessee. People started catching on. And eventually we made it to Jive with it. So we signed a deal with Jive back in 2003. And I mean, it went haywire from there, man. They began pushing it. And, I mean, the rest was history.
Wow. That's hot. But, I mean, you know, just the ringtone itself, because, you know, everybody loves ringtone.
Right.
And just to make
that
as number one. Ooh, and how long did that take to be, you know, just how many ringtones does it take to be number one?
You know what? I guess when you start out with a beat that's already a ringtone, it simplifies it so it doesn't take that long.
Uh-huh.
The beat was already a ringtone. So, I mean, it was real catchy from the door because everybody already had that ringtone on their phone.
Right. Wow. Okay, cool. That's what's up, though. Congratulations on that. That's what's up. I'll look at that one. That is what's up. So how did you get started in the music industry?
Oh, man, I've been doing this probably ever since I was in the fourth grade, you know, just writing raps at school or whatnot and, you know, letting people hear them around the neighborhood. And I guess I took it serious probably by the time I got to junior high when, you know, people just really was like, man, dude got skills. And I really, you know, tried to perfect my craft and run with it. And at that time, there was nobody in Mississippi that was really out there with the rap game. So, I mean, we really just had to push forward. You know, we actually pulled our resources together. Me and other guys that I used to, you know, cross with or whatever, we got out there and did our thing, man, and kept our nose to the grindstone. And eventually we worked up to actually signing that record deal in 03 I was talking about.
But Jive Records, and that was a long time ago, Jive Records. Are they even still around? No, right?
Man, you know what? I think they became a Zomba Music Group now. You know, they're on the one big umbrella now.
Yeah, because that was that back in the day joint. Like, everybody wanted to be on.
Right.
So, yeah, I remember that.
We were definitely fortunate, man. You know, God really signed on us with that. So, you know, we took it for what it was worth.
And where do you get your inspiration from?
Life. You know, I look at things that people go through around me. The culture I was raised up in, being from Mississippi, you know, we have a lot to offer the world that still was like untapped talent, you know. Blues. Blues is definitely the backbone of a lot of music in Mississippi. So I kind of draw from all of those areas as resources, man, to be able to bring something to the game that's unique.
Right. Which makes a lot of sense, absolutely. Now, is that what you, is, you know, do you still listen to the blues as you're writing your music?
Most definitely. I mean, I grew up on it. You know, I love all types of music, but due to the fact that I'm from Mississippi, I mean, that's just something that goes without being said. No matter how old
right.
you are, if you stay here, you listen to the blues. You grew up on it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, being in the industry for so long, because you've been in the game for a minute.
True.
And from now, how do you feel that the industry has changed?
In a lot of ways, man, I feel like the music business has been cheapened somewhat.
Yeah.
And where it used to be about displaying actual talent and guys having a story to tell, now it's like a get-rich-quick scheme. You know, anybody that comes along with a nice hook or a tight beat can jump into the business now. And, I mean, back in the day, you actually had to have talent. You know, it's always been a businessman game. That's why it's called a music business. But I think now, man, it just really got to be about cheap tricks.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel the industry has changed a lot from back then until now. Forget about it. It's crazy now.
Right.
Now it's all digital and everything like that. Now, how do you feel, like, with this whole digital, you know, promotions and everything? Because you remember back then, we didn't have none of that.
Right. Now, that being said, I really feel like that's a plus, because at one point in time, you know, especially for guys in the South, we didn't have the media machine behind us that L.A. and New York had. You know, they've always had some type of media machine that we didn't have. So the Internet opened up a whole new world for us, and it brought about a lot of fans in the process. Guys were they were able to get their music out across seas, and you could actually shoot videos and didn't have to pay to have it played on, you know, BET or MTV or whatnot. You could actually push it out there yourself. So I think the digital game it was definitely a plus. It hurt on the CD side because, you know, that came the, you know, there was downloading and all of that going on. And that really hurt independent artists. So I think it was kind of like a double-edged sword. You know, it helped us in one rip. But at the same time, it hurt us also.
Yeah, that's true. Because I remember back then it was Napster, and I don't know if you remember that whole controversy with Napster.
Yeah.
That was crazy, right?
Yes,
no, I'm taking it back, right?
No doubt.
I'm taking it back. Now you got to pay to hear that music.
Right.
But it was like, you know, back then, it was the bomb, because everybody wanted Napster, and everybody used to back. I know, I remember, I was wanting to download music, you know, and it was music that I never heard before, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Oh, I like that. Oh, I got a beat for it. Oh, like, that's what's up.
Right. And I mean, you know, you really can't blame the consumer, because who doesn't want something free?
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, you really can't blame the guy. You know, he might be your biggest fan. But if it's offered to them free, who's not going to take it?
Yeah, that's very true. So are you signed with any label now, or are you just totally independent now?
Man, I'm totally independent now. You know, after the thing with Jive, it kind of put a bad taste in my mouth, and I began to learn the business from more of a businessman standpoint instead of just being an artist. And I realized that it was more to being independent than I had seen previously. So, you know,
absolutely.
Until, you know, somebody calls me with some numbers that I'm comfortable with, then we're going to keep rocking like this.
There you go. Now, how do you feel now, being that you were signed to Jive Records? Obviously, back then, you know, you didn't know the industry as well as you do now.
Right.
Now that you're an independent artist, how does it feel, you know, from that transition, not being in a record label to being as an independent artist?
Well, you know, something that really struck me as a revelation, I guess you would say, was after we recorded my Mississippi song, and a guy told me, he said, okay, we're going to keep the masters and you guys get the slaves.
Right.
And up until that point, you know, I just kind of was so caught up in the limelight and actually being in New York and, you know, being able to do my thing on a worldwide stage, I didn't realize that the music business was designed to keep the artists in debt. And being a black man from Mississippi, you know, when somebody tells you basically you're a slave, your eyes should fly open, you know. So I began to see that in retrospect, in a lot of ways, I was a slave because I couldn't drop until somebody else told me to drop. Or I couldn't say certain things that I might have wanted to say. Somebody else had to prove those things. You know, people would get paid for my labor that had nothing to do with the project, really, besides just giving the okay to let it go.
Exactly.
So
and that's one thing.
No.
You're right. I'm listening.
So I guess in essence, it really was a liberating experience, you know, to say, okay, let me go back to doing what I was doing and what made me me. Because for 2 years, I mean, I couldn't move. I was signed under contract and I was sitting on the shelf.
Well, thank God it was for 2 years and more.
Right. And, you know, when you got 2 years in the rap game where you're dormant, that hurts. So now you got to come back and you got to play catch up.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a learning experience.
Yeah, because that's one thing, you know, that I tell artists all the time. Learn the business.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about everything else. Learn business. You know, you have to learn the business. You have to know those numbers. You have to know the figures. You have to know basically, like, if a label wants to come and get at you and give you $1 million, don't take that million. Take 3 grand. That's all you need because you're the one that's paying all that money back.
No doubt. Exactly. And that's what
I'm saying?
Realize. That's true.
$1 million is great, but that's a lot of sales you got to make just to go ahead and pay that debt so you could actually see money coming into your pocket.
That's true. But a lot of these young guys do not realize that. You know, they think when they go buy this CD that 2 Chainz or Gucci Mane put in the store, they think that whole $15 go towards the artist, and it doesn't.
No.
You know, when you're an independent cat, you see that money like that. But when you're on a label, you don't see that money. Somebody has to recoup first before you get yours.
Exactly. That's why, you know, I feel the way the music industry has evolved and it's just grown so much.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather me, if I was an artist, I would rather just push myself as an independent artist, and that's it.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was like, all right, first of all, we already know labels ain't got no money like that anymore.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah,
everything's all digital.
Right now, artists.
Yeah. Everything is all digital now. Everything is, you know, everything is all worldwide internet where they could just download your songs, and you're in much more demand as an independent artist than you would as a mainstream artist. Okay, granted, mainstream artists, okay, have the opportunity to go ahead and put their music out there, out on the radios, you know. But if you make enough money on your own as an independent artist, you go ahead and pay for all that yourself.
Right. Slim Thugger is a living example of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at Slim Thug, I mean, he basically did the same thing. You know, he sit right there and he grind Texas until he made himself hot enough for them to come holler at him.
That's right.
By then, he was already seeing money.
That's right. And that's what's up.
No doubt.
Shoot. That's it. I'm going to become an independent artist myself. I'm going to become a rapper. How about that? You're going to manage me or what?
Man, my job is done.
Wow.
job is done.
Think about it. If they could rap about chicken noodle soup, I could rap about anything. They made it famous with that damn stupid song. I can't stand that damn song.
Man, okay. A lot of them are mindless jobber, man, but they go platinum plus. And I mean, that's one of the biggest things that's wrong with the game right now. For real,
yeah,
they're mindless jobber, but they go platinum plus. You know, I know somewhere, if Tupac is dead, he's somewhere, he's rolling over in his grave.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know, absolutely.
Have you ever had the chance of working with any, you know, with any of the mainstream artists?
Yeah, me and Lil Boosie, man, we did a song called D-Boy Serve, man. Back in the gap, I got a chance to work on a project with Robin Thicke for an album that I did. Well, actually, it was politics behind it. Somebody else had the hook. They had a hook and a verse in the studio, and we got a chance to merge that together, and that was a nice little deal. Man, I've got a chance to deal with a lot of cats. Crit is a personal friend of mine. You know, shouts out to that dude there. So, you know, anybody, man, that's trying to make things happen, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? We can collab on something. You can hit me up on Facebook, Doughbelly Stray. Just punch that in. You can go to the management company, DirtNationManagement@AOL.com on the email. We got a Facebook page for that. We got a website for that. Just punch in Dirt Nation or Doughbelly, and I promise you will get in contact with me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, what about a Twitter? Do you have a Twitter, too?
Oh, no doubt, and that's up on the Dirt Nation Records or either Doughbelly. I got two of them, so for real, I promise. If you hit the computer, you'll find me. I'm on the highway somewhere.
You know what's up. That's what's up. So what else are you doing right now? Are you doing any collaborations, any touring, anything? Like, what's really going on?
Man, right now, actually, what we're planning on doing is starting a tour here for the due to the fact that school was coming back in for the colleges in Mississippi. We started what's called a Chitlin Circuit Tour. I don't know whether you're familiar with the Chitlin Circuit or not. Are you familiar with that?
No, you're going to have to school me on that one.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? I'm pretty familiar with it.
Okay, you know what that is, right? Okay, I'm going to let you explain that.
That was started back in the days, like back in the Motown days, right? Am I right or wrong?
Right. Correct.
So basically what they do is they do the whole entire South. So they tour around the South, different nightclubs, different bars, and basically that's how artists get out there. And I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, I mean, anybody that wants to be a part of that, like, once again, hit me up on those tags that I gave you. You know what I'm saying? Send me some music or something, and, man, let's make it work. You know, it's an open stage for everybody.
I'm definitely hitting you up on that. Definitely.
Yeah, me too. We got quite a few artists, brother. I don't know if you know, but basically I have a record label, and it's Black Caesar Records, and most of the artists.
Yeah, I checked you out on Facebook a couple times, bro.
Okay. Well, anyway, I have a lot of mainstream artists with right now, and I have independent artists also, and it's a good thing to put them together to come up with some collaborations. I was talking to you last night, you know, I got a few people that probably be interested in working with you, and since you gave me what you need already, so it won't be a problem to get in touch with you, for them to get in touch with you. But you know, I don't deal with anybody that's just coming out. I don't deal with new school people. Basically, what I deal with artists that already have something going on. If you don't have anything going on, I'm the wrong guy to deal with. So I'm letting everybody know that now. I know you guys are listening in. If you guys are listening in, I know you've been interested in this promotional package that I'm giving out to these guys. Right now, I'm only looking for 25, but I got like I'm up to like I was up to like 16, but I'm back down to 14 because you know people don't really respect the game. I can't go down up those prices, guys. I got to keep them at the same price. I can't tell you what the price is because it's very low. You guys will think I'm stupid if I tell you. So I won't share information with you, but the ones that are actually on this phone and do know, they will tell you in a heartbeat. This guy is not making any money off of one artist, but he has so many artists that are going to be making money off them all together. So, hey, guys, if you guys want to get on that, you can talk to me. You can talk to Vienna. You can talk to my girl, Gidget. Anybody can let you know what I got going on. We'll share the information with you guys. If you want to know, then, you know, just get at me. But my guy right now is on the phone, Dirt Nation, man. Man, these guys are good. I got Lucky Luciano on the phone. What's up, Lucky? Are you there?
What's good? What's good? It's your boy, Lucky Luciano.
What's up, baby? How you doing, man?
Man, just chilling, just chilling. You know me, man, trying to work on that $1 million deal, you dig?
Now, let me tell you guys who Lucky is. That's Dough Belly Scraze. That's his brother. I guess he's still managing him. So you guys can find out a little bit what Lucky has going on, what he has in store for Dough Belly. And Dough Belly, I hope you don't mind, man. I like to put everybody on the spot, man. So I'm going to let Lucky talk for you a little bit, all right?
Man, that's cool. Yeah.
Hey, you said Jesse who? Jesse Reagan?
I'm sorry, sir?
You said who? Jesse Reagan?
No, I said Lucky Luciano.
No. I'm talking about, what's the guy name who interviewed Dogan?
That's not a guy, man. That's my girl in New York City. That's Vienna interviewing him. Yeah, Vienna. Her name is Vienna. She's going to be talking to you a little bit, too, if you don't mind.
It's all good. It's all good. My phone kind of sounded distorted. I ain't mean no harm.
Okay, man. We got you.
It's all good. It's all good.
Vienna, talk to me a little bit.
What's up? What's going on?
Chilling.
So you're managing, so you're Dough Belly Scraze manager, right?
Well, we're both the CEO of the company, you know what I mean? As independent artists, you know, you must play numerous roles trying to make it to where you're trying to go. So I play the management part or whatever part I got to play for us to be successful.
Absolutely. Oh, definitely. I agree with you on that. And how is it managing your artists?
Man, it's a blessing. That's my brother, and you know we've been through so much. So it's like he can finish the sentence before I can. You know, he can finish my sentence all in the same way with him. So you know, it's like when you work with somebody that you know and you got so much love for, it comes a little easier.
Yeah, exactly. And the chemistry always works.
Oh, yeah. Definitely that. And we at a stage of our life to where we done been through so much turmoil. And, you know, so once we went through that first situation, we sat back and learned the business. Now we got the business part locked back down, just trying to get back to the money. We're not looking for no labor deal, nothing like that. We're looking for a distribution deal. We want to stay independent because we don't need nobody to govern us.
That's right. And you don't want to be under contract for no 2, 3, 4 years and be on a back burner the way it happened from before. I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah, see, like that 2-year hyena was more like a 4.5-year hyena, you know, felt like it, you know. And I'm the type of person, man, it's hard to put a mother on me, you know what I mean? I can't hold my tongue, but I understand contracts and I understand the legitimacy of the situation. So therefore, you know, we had to do what we had to do. We sucked it up and we took our losses and now we back. And believe me, the world's going to know in a minute.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what's funny from the management part, of it, it's very, very, I mean, you know, it's one thing being an artist, but it's another thing being a manager.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely.
First of all, I got to deal with all the crap that goes on.
That's what I was going to say. It definitely have a heavy role in it. But me, myself, I was grown for it, you know, because I always been a people person. So communication is one of the best things in the world. And God bless me with be able to speak on different level with different people, you know. Knowing what to say, when to say, and how to say it.
Exactly. And not only that, you know, you have to have that trust, because that's one thing that you have to have as management, is that trust for that person, and that person trusts you. Because everything that you do is either a yes or a no, and the artist has to really oblige by it.
Exactly.
You know, they have to trust you with your instinct.
Yeah. You know, and it you know, it's been a ride, and like now, it's like even with dealing with like DJs and the radio station and stuff like that, there, it's all policy now. And everybody wants their hand greased. You see what I'm saying? It ain't just like back in the day. Oh man, them boys talented, man. We gotta bump their stuff. Now it's about putting a little grease in somebody's hand, and you got very few respectable, you know, program directors and DJs that will bump their stuff. But when you get it hot in the streets, they ain't got no other choice. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Definitely. Now, do you manage any other artists, or is it just Dough Belly?
No, we have a couple artists. We have a couple artists on the roster, but right now, basically, we focus on Dough because we just dropped a Smoke and Mirror, and really, Dough Belly is going to be the gateway to getting the finance that we need to do what we want to do with the other artists. I'm the type of person who do not like to hold nobody back or feel like I'm directing their dream or selling them no dream. So, therefore, if the finance not there, I'm going to tell you like that. You can have all the time in the world, man, but it's all about that business. You got to have your business aspect. You got to have marketing money. You got to have it takes money for everything. So you got to have them buzzes. And if you ain't got shit, I mean, you ain't got nothing. It's just that simple. You know what I mean? Because the most talented person in the world, if he not seen, if you walking on water, and there's nobody there to see it, so you might as well just drown yourself. Because, you know, the whole purpose of you walking on water is a miracle. And you got to have people there to see it to pass it on, right?
That's right.
Let me tell you something, this guy you're talking to right now, man. I've been knowing this guy for a long, long time. This guy right here is a great businessman. This guy right here has his head together. Basically, he's like the backbone of Dough Belly. Dough Belly, I hope you don't mind me saying that.
Oh, boy, I couldn't have said it better myself.
You got a great guy working for you, man. I really like your guy, man. He's on top of it. He's a class act by himself, guys. If you don't know Dough Belly.
Through that.
Hey, Dough Belly, let me tell you something, man. I feel like I already know you, brother, because I met your brother. I mean, your brother's been to my house. He's been in my studio.
I met your brother
to a point where it was like this, man. Basically, I was feeding off him. Basically, what I'm saying is I was feeding off him as I knew you. You feel me? Can you do that?
Okay, right. And he definitely has that effect on people.
Right. He does. He's a great person to represent you, but I just want you to know that he's also a great brother because this brother right here, he came down one day, man. It was excellent when he came down. He came down in a brand new car, man. I didn't know what it was because I was looking for the same car. I'm looking for this cat. This cat comes up with a brand new car out of nowhere, and he lived in Memphis, Tennessee. But I never got to see him in Tennessee because he had a lot going on. I had a lot going on, so we never did meet up in Tennessee. But once he came up in a brand new car, man, I was like, dude, I didn't know where you were at, man. I was like, damn, dude, you could have told me a new car. He was like, man, I bought a new car. I bought a new car every other month for the time I seen you. I was like, damn, stop that right now, brother.
Hey, Caesar, don't depend on the baby, baby. I wish I could bring him back.
Really? 4 more years of Obama.
Yeah, right?
For real, 4 more years of Obama. Maybe we can get that Clinton feeling back.
You know what?
There you go.
I'm looking forward to it, brother. I'm looking forward to that.
No doubt.
I would like to say this. My man, Dough Belly Scrady's on the phone right now, and I just want everybody to really know what he has going on. Dough Belly Scrady has a song out called Bumping My... I'm not going to say it, man, because I stopped cursing a lot. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Bumping My Shit. He has a song called Bumping My Shit. So this is a hot song right here. And I want him to tell us a little bit about what inspired him to write this song right here.
Man, basically, it was a song for the fans, man. It was a song for my homeboys that had my back when nobody else didn't. You know, it was a song for everybody, man, that held me up and pulled me off the ground when I didn't see a way of getting off the ground. So, you know, it came from my heart, man. That was the best way I could put it. You know, it's just something to let everybody know, you know what I'm saying? No matter what part you played in my success, thank you.
You know what? That sounds great, man. I don't think anybody else has done it any better. Hey, brother, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to ask you to do me a small favor. Everyone does it. I need a world premiere from Kelly Scrape about this song right here. Introduce this song. This is the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show. So I need you to introduce it like that. This is Doughbelly Scrape. This is you on the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show. Give me your love, man. Show me with some respect,
man,
and I got
already.
You.
Hey, splendid, baby. It's your boy Doughbelly Scrape with Lucky Luciano, and this is the world premiere on Black Caesar and my girl Vienna. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
Man, new music. Thank y'all for bumping my shit.
What's happening, man? My nigga Player Fly said some real shit back in the day, man.
Okay.
He said, niggas always ask me if I make it to the top, why I forget about them. And I always ask niggas if I don't make it to the top, will they forget about me? Some real shit, man. Something to think about. Now if I pulled up in the Benz with the chrome plated trim, TVs in the seat and ceiling fans for some rims, a bunch of new friends that I call my dogs. Y'all niggas in the south, so y'all forgot about y'all. Stop accepting phone calls from my guys in the pen that I used to hang out with, hustling and drink gin in my baby mama's den back before I was rich. Now we barely even talk because I got a new bitch.
Okay.
If she country girl thick with light skin and long hair, a funny accent, so I don't think she from hell. Plus I stopped drinking beer, just sip champagne, hanging out every night with J. Cole and 2 Chainz. Niggas in my city think I lost my mind. So I stay right here and shine.
Okay.
So if you see me on the corner standing out on the block, I'm still real, man, don't think I forgot. And if you see me on the screen represent my team and the nigga didn't call your name,
what's happening, man?
Man, don't think I'm acting funny or I'm probably ashamed. That's the streets, man, I'm still the same.
Okay.
Now if I never got as far as David Banner or Crick, would y'all niggas still bump my shit? Or if I made it to the top, just like Tiny and Tip, would the real niggas say that I flip?
Okay.
Man, it been plenty of times that I wanted to quit, but the streets kept playing my shit.
That right.
But every time I'd have failed, tripped up or slipped, y'all niggas help me tighten my grip. Man, it took a lot of years and some blood, sweat, and tears for me to be able to conquer my own fears. It's hard to be real in a world full of snakes, cause you find out the niggas you trust is really fake. I guess I should've waited to sign that first deal, but my mama got tired of baking that oatmeal, and everybody feel like I'm still the king, so I guess I gotta live my dream.
Okay.
And all the times that it seemed like I was stuck in the rut, I thank y'all, man, for holding me up.
My nigga.
Cause when I didn't have money pimp to put on the drink, my real nigga still passed me a cup.
What's up?
Now if I never got as far as David Banner or Crick, would y'all niggas still bump my shit? Or if I made it to the top just like Tiny and Tip, would the real niggas say that I flip?
Okay.
Man, it been plenty of times that I wanted to quit, but the streets kept playing my shit.
That right.
But every time I'd have failed, tripped up or slipped, y'all niggas help me tighten my grip. Now if I never got as far as David Banner or Crick, would y'all niggas still bump my shit? Or if I made it to the top just like Tiny and Tip, would the real niggas say that I flip?
Okay.
Man, it been plenty of times that I wanted to quit, but the streets kept playing my shit.
That right.
For every time I'd have failed, tripped up or slipped, y'all niggas help me tighten my grip.
Man, this goes out to all the niggas in the South, my nigga.
For real.
And I ain't seen no way of getting up. You feel what
Lucky
I'm saying?
Luciano.
Kept me with the crown, nigga, when I was
Lucky
down.
Boy.
Man, what's happening to my niggas in D-Cab, man? Scrap, I see you, boy.
Nah.
Rasta man, gold mouth. The beer for life, my nigga.
Richard Rich.
Bloody Kemp, home with a quick temper. You feel me?
Okay.
Man, what's happening, Macon? My nigga Magnolia, boy.
Fish.
Do a thing with my little sister Kiki.
For real.
Hey. Man, J Money. What? What's happening, nigga? It ain't
over. Right.
Keep making them hits, baby.
All my
what's happening, Bull?
Mr. Harris at the
all my niggas
road.
Round the way.
Sean B.
You feel
love
me?
Love you, baby.
Them niggas like JC.
All right, man.
My nigga Get It Green. Crucial. My guys up in Oklahoma, man.
Your mama.
What's that in the insane?
Mississippi forever.
Maniac Music, Player for Life. We out this bitch.
Hey, that was a great song, bro. I like that song right there, man. I didn't hear anything
like
Jesus, but it's all good.
Man, I got you on the next reel.
Hey, man, I like that song right there, man. I'm really digging that. I like that.
Man, after this interview, I definitely got you on the next one.
That's what's up, brother. Hey, man, you know what? We got a little something we like to do with this show, man. After the song plays, we like to grade it. So I'm going to start the grade and say I give it. Hey, I see what Digit always talking about. I basically, it's a scale of 1 to 10. You got to base it on a 10. So if you don't base it on a 10, you got to base it somewhere in between 1 through 10. If you don't do that, then you're doing something wrong. You're making up your own rules. So I give that song a perfect 10. That song right there shines here on earth and it shines in heaven. Hey, you guys out there, Gidget, are you out there? What's up?
Yes, I'm out here, and I've been out here, and I wanted to say something earlier, but you've been egging me, but that's okay.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was egging you. I don't even know what that means, but I didn't know I was egging you.
Egging me means ignoring me because I wanted to tell Doughbelly about the chitlin' circuit.
Okay, because I'm a musical historian.
I have been singing for over 30 years. So let me just give you the lowdown on the chitlin circuit and the reason why I'm going to tell you is because you are from Mississippi.
Right.
And so when you look at the places of where the chitlin circuit started, you have to look at Robert Johnson, Josephine Baker, Billie Holiday, Cab Calloway, Count Basie, who played in places
That's
of
right.
that sort in black houses and black little bars and
right.
holes in the wall because we were not welcome at Carnegie Hall and Apollo Theater. So,
right.
And that actually began in the 1920s, way before Motown. So I'm a musical historian. I just couldn't let that pass. I had to, you know, school my brothers on that, let y'all know where that really
that.
Came from.
Thank you.
I'm
actually surprised that you know about Robert Johnson, though.
Huh?
I said, thank you for that, but I'm actually surprised you know about Robert Johnson.
Oh, honey, if it's music, you can't miss me.
Now, that's
trust
what's
me.
Up.
Yeah, I can
very,
take you
very
all
few people know about
you
Robert Johnson.
Me. Huh?
And very few people know about Robert Johnson, even here.
Robert Johnson had the devil on his tail.
Right. That's right. I'm impressed.
Back to the 1800s, talking about Scott Joplin and ragtime.
Right.
So, I'm a real musical artist, for real, old school. But
man.
On your song, Bumping My Ish, I'm not going to say the word, but Bumping My Ish, you know, Caesar always want to put limits on a sister. And you know I'm a sister with no limits, but I'm going to keep it in the concept of what he's trying to do. And I'm going to give you a 10 times 10 times 10 because it kind of took me back to a little Tupac and it kind of took me back to a little NWA. I was kind of feeling
okay.
all that groove. So, brother, thank you, and that's a wonderful song.
Man, thank you. Thank you for the comments and everything, man.
Yes, sir, you're welcome.
We really appreciate it, Sister Gidget. Okay, next up, Vienna, what do you get that song right there from Doughbelly?
I loved it. It's just so smooth and just so flow. And I give it a 10 plus 10 plus 10. I'm with you on that one, Gidget. I'm with you on that one, sister.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Doughbelly, it's hard to get people to listen to you for this show, man. They got their own rules. I guess I'm going to go with it. Hey, Lil Bug, what's up, Lil Bug?
What
you got a song, Lil Bug?
What's up, fam?
What you got a song, Lil Bug?
say it again. I'm just trying to move out. What you say?
What do you get that song you just heard, man? What kind of number do you get that song? 2 to 10.
Oh, I give it a 10, man. I feel it was real. I like the beat. I like the concept and everything about it. I give it a 10.
Appreciate it.
Cool, cool, cool. Hey, Sister Gidget, is Brother Rakim out there?
Let me tell you what happened with Brother Rakim. People Hernandez and Scooby-Doo got into a fight over Catwoman. Brother Rakim was trying to break up the fight, but he's coming. Peoples is coming.
Okay. Okay.
Well, let's get off the show.
Hey, Caesar. Hey, Caesar.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to say this to everybody that's out there listening to the radio show. You can go to deathfilth.com and download the new mixtape, Smoke and Mirrors by Dope Valley Straight, or you can go directly to our website, www.DopeNationEntertainment.com, and you can go over there and click on the CD cover, and it'll take you right there. So you can go and download it. If y'all like that song, you'll love the whole new mixtape, because Dope Valley, he a mixture of a lot of different things, but he got more than good hometown feeling. You know, I'm a Chi-Town person, you know, and
right.
When I first moved down here, and I was bumping nothing but Tupac, DMX, you know what I mean, NWA. But when I heard his first album, Street Preacher, and it took me somewhere, and I was like, boy, you the next thing to Pac. I mean, just because the context of his lyrics. Yeah, you know, yeah, he might say a few words that's out of context that a lot of people, you know what I mean, might take offense to. But if they listen to the concept of what he's saying in his music, he got a concept in every song. And, man, I'm talking about ever since then, man, boy, it's been an amazing ride with me and my brother. You know what I mean? I mean, I just didn't know it was there like that. And man, he never let me down. And if y'all go to deathfilth.com and punch up Dope Valley Straight, that's DoubleVellStray at deathfilth.com and download Smoke and Mirrors.
You never miss a chance for a free plug.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You guys heard it, man. You need to go ahead and check Dope Valley Straight out and look at Luciano and see what they got going on, guys. These guys got something nice. Hey, this is the part of the show where you guys can give your social networks. Actually, Lucky was giving it out already, but Lucky, I was going to introduce, we like to get that, do this on the show, like towards the end of your time. So right now, you got the floor. You can tell them all your social networks, where they can find you at. If they want to get a collab, you can tell them where they can go. What's up?
Well, basically, it's like this here. You know, what we actually doing on our site, we getting over 10,000 views. And we only been up, like, maybe about a month and a half now. And we have a couple things that I'm working with, far with some rock. We getting sponsored by them on certain things. You can go to www.DirtNationEntertainment.com. And we also, we have the up-and-coming artists, like the up-and-coming models. You know, we got Eye Candy of the Week. We actually have our page balanced. I even have, you know, a preacher on there that give the word of the day. And we play all local videos. You can send them to DirtNation@AOL.com. Send us any music, send us any video. If you're a model or a poet, it don't matter. Send us your material. We will put the material up on our site. So we help people. We try to help the people that don't have no voice. We have Facebook page, DirtNationManagement.com on Facebook. We got Lucky Lou. We got Dope Valley Straight. You know what I mean? So, basically on YouTube.
For real. If you aim for us, you're going to hit us somewhere. I promise you.
Right, believe it.
If you guys do this right here, all you got to do is Google search Dough Belly Scrape.
That's it.
Search Rookie Luciano, and all those things will pop up. I don't know why.
YouTube, we got the DUI video there. You can find all that.
Yeah. All you got to do, guys, search Dough Belly Scrape. All of his information will pop up with Lucky Luciano, because if they tag their stuff right, it should all pop up. That's why I just tell everybody, you can Google search DJ Black Caesar, Black Caesar Records. You can Google search Symphony Entertainment, man. You can Google search anything on us, and all that information will come up. So you can do the same thing for Lucky Luciano and Dough Belly Scrape, guys.
Yeah,
all you got to do is Google. You guys have been great. We enjoyed you guys, man. It's been love doing the show. Dough Belly, I'm so grateful for you to come on the show. You show respect, brother. I mean, when I called you up yesterday, you show a lot of love and respect for the show, man. You show a lot of love and respect.
No doubt, man.
You two guys right now, I'm going to tell you, man. I don't know about your brother, but I can tell you, you are a perfect gentleman. You feel me?
No doubt.
Salute them guys, man, and everything they're doing, man. And you know, I picked up a lot of guys right there too, man. So just salute, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man.
No doubt, man. You do the same, bro.
Appreciate the love, my brother.
Ready, bro?
Are you still out there, Gidget? You got something you like to say?
I'm right here.
I know you got something to say.
I just want to tell the brothers that they are a dynamic duo, and they have a new fan, and it's me.
Hey, that's what it's about.
And thanks for the information,
also.
Hey, guys, check
You're
it out.
Welcome, darling.
everybody's on this phone. You'll have everybody's link when I get off, because you know how I do it. I'll send you guys the links to everybody's page. So you have Doughbelly Straight's page. You have Lucky Luciano's page. I think Lucky does what he does. He promotes, so I think he works both pages. So you guys will have all the information I have. So we'll have that coming up next. If anybody out there would like to ask a question, hold on for a minute, man. I got some people asking a question.
Go ahead.
716, your intercom is on. You can ask your question now, please.
Hey, this your girl, A Money. I'm just, you know, showing support. Love the track. It was off the chain. Loving the show. Of course, you already know that. And just to give them a heads up, I heard them talking about the distribution. You know, you can hit up DJ Black Caesar and get my information for the same digital distribution as the majors if you're looking for that. Again, much love. Assalamu alaikum.
All right,
thank you very much. And send a link to my email.
Everybody's on this phone. You guys have a link on your Facebook page because it's easy for me to do that. So what I'll do is I'll put A Money on your page by tonight. You have A Money. You have Digit. You have everybody's on this phone call right now. Little Bug. You have all their information so you guys can communicate and do the thing. Because I think Little Bug and Doughbelly, I think you guys should do a collabo. Doughbelly and Lil Bug, because you guys really, basically, I'm going to tell you right now, I've heard both of you guys' music. You guys are pretty much on the same basis.
Sounds good.
Okay, guys. Hey, guys. Okay, look,
the
way the show goes now, actually, my man, Lil Bug. Lil Bug, what's up, man?
Yeah, fam. Arkansas signing in, man.
Arkansas. Hey, guys, tell us a little bit about Arkansas and basically what you got going on down in Arkansas, because I know you got a big buzz going on. I see you all over the place. You're all over the Internet. So tell these people so they'll know who you are.
Yeah, man. Basically, I'm just trying to do my independent thing right now. You know, I'm not signing no label and then I'm doing my own thing on the Hype Game Music. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just basically trying to get a buzz going, man, to get it out there, because I feel like, you know, I feel like the talent is there. I feel like I just need it to be heard, you know. And where I heard from, I'm from a small town called Camden, Arkansas. Like he was saying, before Twitter and Facebook and all that, everybody was like, we don't have a chance, we don't have a voice, you know. At the same time, when those channels came in, I still used those, but I still go in the streets and grind at the same time, push my own music, you know, I do my own everything, you know. And I'm just trying to keep it moving, man, trying to put Arkansas on the map, man.
This guy right here on the phone right now, he is one of the working little dudes I've ever seen, man. He's really on his grind. He has a very professional video put together. I don't know who put the video together, but it was a great video. He kind of like put your man a little Bootsy. He's like one of those kind of artists. He does just about anything and everything, but he basically put your man a little Bootsy. And I think he has some kind of connection with those guys, too, I think. I could be wrong. It could be somebody else that has a connection. But, hey, do you have a connection with Lil Bootsy?
No, not at the current moment, but, like, I've been bumping Lil Bootsy ever since 2002, and, you know, I was glad to see him get success, you know what I'm saying, and I was praying for him through his whole situation, and I'm waiting to see him come home.
Okay. I thought you did, brother. I'm sorry. That was somebody else I'm thinking about. Hey, man, can you tell us when you got started in the game and how long you've been doing it?
I got started rapping when I was about 13 years old. You know, my big cousins and stuff were rapping, you know, and I was a fan of music, you know, like on my birthdays and Christmas, my mom would be like, what you want? And I always tell her, like, I want Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt. I want this Master P CD or something. So, you know, music was always in me, and I got about 13, and I started trying to put it together, you know, and when I felt like my sound was good, I came out at, like, school, and it was a freestyle battle going in, and I was like, I can go harder than these guys. So I stepped in, I let them hear me, and they was like, bro, you got it. You know, and ever since that second, you know, I was like, I had the confidence, like, okay, I got it. And I just kept pushing forward ever since that day.
Wow. You know what? I see you out there hustling like a grinder that basically gets out there in the daytime, like about 3 in the morning, and you start grinding. So I do dig that, man. I like grinders because I'm a grinder myself, and I get up early in the morning sometimes. But lately I've been laying in because my girl is here now with me, so I've been kind of like chilling out, laying in until like about 9 o'clock. And that's not normally me, man. I usually get myself up about 6 o'clock, get started to grind for you guys out there that I work for. And, man, I grind all day, man. But, hey, guys, it's not about me. It's about you. So tell these people basically, like, did you sing in a church choir, or how'd you come into music? Basically, who influenced you to get into music? That's what I want to ask you.
I mean, basically, like I said, I've been a fan of music since a child. Like, when I was coming up, you know, I was listening to, like Tupac, UGK, Biggie, like, you know, groups like that were my big influences, 8-Ball and MJG, and, like, when Master P and the Hot Boys and all them came around. And I was like, as I was growing up, I was like, I can do this, because I was always surrounded by music. You know, my mother and them, they were listening to that type of stuff, and they were listening to, like, Al Green, Marvin Gaye. So I was just tuned into a lot of different types of styles of music. So at that point in time, like I said, about 13, I was listening to, like, I think I was into like some Texas music, some freestyle stuff, and I was like, I can do this, you know what I'm saying? So then at that point, like, I was like, I'm going to go for it. And like I said, once I introduced it to the people around me, and they was like, you got it. I started, you know, perfecting my craft or whatever, and I took it from freestyle, and, you know, I started putting the pen to the paper, you know, and started, you know, spilling out my thoughts on the pad, and it is what it is now.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Was it something that you've always thought about, or did you have to think about it, or did it just come easy to you? I mean, as far as the freestyles, as far as the lifestyle of an artist, did it come easy to you?
I mean, as far as freestyle, like I said, when I first started trying it, you know, it was like, you know, it just started coming out slowly. Then I could just spill it out where I could, like, me and my guy would have contests, we'll freestyle for like 20, 30 minutes at a time, you know. And from then, just keep on working on it. I got great at it, you know, I felt like, you know, at that time. But then I was like, this is not going to get me where I'm trying to get to. If I want to do some major stuff, I'm going to have to put this pen to this pad and, you know, spit some stuff to the field, you know. And that's what I did.
Okay. I got another question for you, brother. Have you done anything else other than music? Like, have you done any acting, or have you done any poetry? What's up with that?
No, I haven't done any acting. I used to read a lot when I was a kid. You know, I used to read a lot of poetry and stuff. And I also started doing that at a young age, like around like 7, 8, 9. You know, I started trying to write my own poetry. And like I said, around the age of 13, it all kind of like blended in together. I was like, okay, I can move this over to beats, and, you know, I can say what I want to say, you know, because a poem is like heartfelt. You know, you get deep into it, you know. So I feel like if I can get that over to the rhymes, and I was already a fan of pop, you know, and I was noticing that's what he was doing. So, you know, I just kind of tied that in together. But I haven't been in the movies or anything yet.
Okay, but you have been in videos, because I've seen a video with you in it. Excellent video, let me tell you. I enjoyed it. It was like professional video, professional people in the video. I seen the fly chicks you had in the video. So tell us a little about the video, man. These guys don't know about it. So can you give them the name of the video and where they can check it out?
Yeah, the video is Money Don't Fall. You can check it out on YouTube, LILBU2G's Money Don't Fall. It was produced by my guy Young Roy at Young Roy Productions. You can look him up, Young Roy the Truth, on Twitter. You know, he does all my videos for me. And, like, that's a guy, you know, I've known him for a while. And, like, you know, he's a real stand-up guy, and he's about business. So, when, you know, when I call him, he's right there. And, you know, we just keep it moving. Like, basically, everything right now is in-house. Like, as far as, like, we grabbing beats, or, like, we need a video, or we need to record, we just do everything in-house right now. You know, try to keep it independent.
Dude, I think in-house is the best way to go. Trust me, I know myself, because we do in-house. So let me ask you another question, brother. I know you're doing in-house, but do you work with any graphics, or do you work with any producers, or do you work with any promoters outside of in-house?
Basically, Young Roy does a lot of promotion for me, and, like, I got guys, like, you know, that in other cities and states, like, they're all the way behind me, so, you know, they promote for me through word of mouth, you know, like, they see a video pop up, they're sharing it everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I mean, basically, word of mouth, and, like, everybody's behind me, because, like, at one point in time, I was, like, slacking on the rap, you know what I'm saying, because I was doing other things, you know, just growing up or whatever, and people were coming to me, like, when are you going to get back in it? Like, do the truth, like, you got to do it. I was like, okay, it's requested by the people, so I got to bring it, you know, and it's just what it's been.
Hey, brother, I can dig everything you're saying. Right now, you got DJ Black Caesar promoting for you at Rent, the team Rent's due, pay me. We're promoting for you, so can you tell me, do I not have the best prices in town?
Man, you can salute to you, man. Salute after you, man. I appreciate you and everything you're doing from the first time I called you. And, you know, he's a real business man. You know, I hit him up on Facebook. It was like 2:30 in the morning. You know, and he was like, I got to hit you first. You know, and I let him hit. He was like, bro, call me right now. You know, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And we talk business 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's been going down ever since. I'm right here, you know. And I appreciate you, Vienna, and, you know, your whole movement, everything y'all doing, man.
Thank you. We appreciate you giving us that plug in too, brother. You heard him, guys. He said I was up at 2 o'clock. I told him I got to hear your music first. So believe me, it's not you people out there. I got to hear what I'm getting into before I put my name on it. That's basically why I got to hear the artist. If it doesn't sound good to me, if it doesn't qualify, believe me, I don't have to have your money. So, I mean, that sounds kind of crazy because you got people out there that take your money just because they're taking your money because you have money to pay. But I'm not that guy. I'm the guy that actually wants you to make it. If you got something going on, then I'm going to put you out there. So that's how I do business, man. That's how basically I pick my artist I'm going to work for. I'm going to get the 25 that I'm trying to get right now. And I'm not trying because basically I just go throughout the day. If nobody calls me up for that, I don't even push it. But I do push it. I do put it online every now and then. You might see something about me pushing online that I'm taking people in right now. So if you see that, what you need to do is jump all over that. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. And I'm going to tell my man Lil Buzz, I appreciate this guy right here. He's an outstanding artist. He did a good job when he got with me. And I'm just going to put him out there. Hopefully we'll have a deal before these 6 months are up. It's a six-month contract. You got to sign a contract. Believe me, if you're doing real business, you got to do real business the right way. So you do have to sign a contract, and I do need those contracts back right away. I mean, right now, I need those contracts. If you don't give me the contract back, I got to stop promoting for you guys. So everybody's listening in right now. If you're not, if you haven't sent in your contract, guess what? The reason why your promotion stopped is because I stopped them because you haven't sent me the contract. I don't care about your money. I'm going to repeat again. I do not care about your money. All I care about is getting those contracts back. Because once I get those contracts back, you have to pay your money. And I'm not asking you guys for much. Trust me. So I don't know why that's a big thing, but, you know, I still got a couple contracts to get. I'm still waiting on a couple of you people. And if I don't get those, I'm putting some people on blast next week. And I really hate to say who it is because they're good. It's a good artist. But anyway, to another subject. Hey, Vienna, are you out there, Vienna?
I'm here. I'm just chatting away
Hey, Sid, don't mean no harm, but luck got to go, man. You know, D, I'm going to catch y'all on the
Hey, thanks for staying on the phone this long. Look, we appreciate it. So what? You got to go. That's good, man. That's cool. That means you got to do some business. Go do your business, brother, and we will holler at you later, all right?
It's all good. Everybody take it easy. We appreciate all the love. Go belly straight, download it, watch the video, and watch for the next thing we're going to do. We're going to shoot like 3-4 videos for the mixtape.
That's
what's
up, man. We appreciate that. Okay, guys. Now, Vienna, what I was going to ask you to do is ask my man Bug some questions. You know, get to know him a little bit. I like for you to fill him up. You know, fill up my artist because – you know, you're basically the co-host, and you run a lot around here. So everybody that wants to get on the show, they got to go through either Vienna or they got to go through me. So if you guys don't go through either one of us, you probably won't be on the show. But we also have Stephanie Barnes. She's not here today, and she's one of the people also. And then we have A Money. She's a newcomer, guys. If you ever heard A Money, A Money, tell them a little bit about what you do, baby.
Yo, this your girl, A Money, right now. I'm relocated to Lockport, New York. I'm a radio show host of Blog Talk Radio. Of course, the A Money show train is going down. You already know. A&R distribution, same as the majors, promoter. I'm here. I never sleep. So get at your girl.
You heard it.
A Money.
Get at your girl. You heard it. So you guys, what you need to do is get at her. I'll send you guys the information if you don't have it. Anybody that wants to get information with A Money, you want to get information from Dirt Nation, any of those cats, Doe Belly or Lucky Luciano, if you need any information about Sister Gidget, what we got going on, Vienna, just get at me and I'll give you that information. Tell me what you need and I'll basically put you what you need. Hey, Vienna, get with my man Lil Buzz and check him out, all right?
What's up, Lil Buzz? Going down, Papa.
Good, Vienna.
Doing good. I want all the radio listeners in the whole world to know who you are, and I want you to let them know who you are. What's good?
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, I'm from Arkansas, a small town called Camden. I've been doing this rap thing since I was about 13, you know. Like I said, I'm doing my own thing with my own label right now called Highest Game Music. I'm trying to put that on the map. You can check us out on YouTube, check us out on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, Twitter. We all over there. And I'm just trying to keep it moving right now and put it on the map.
Because yeah, I know you were saying something about that you could freestyle, right?
Right. Yeah, with my younger days, that's how I got started out. You know, I was just freestyling, just getting a feel for it, you know what I'm saying, getting comfortable with the rap. And, you know, then after that, like I said, I started putting the pen to the pad, and, you know, I made it do what it do.
Well,
Hey,
Vienna, and Little Bugs, you guys got a second? I got a question. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I got a question from 870. 870, you have a comment or a question you can ask now, please.
Yeah, I just want to shout Lil Bug out and let him know that we, Tim's in Arkansas, is behind him. We love him. We want more. More exposure, more music, more everything.
Wow. That's nice. Thank you, Carl. Hey, Carl, what's your name?
My name is Aaron.
Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Mr. Bug. We're proud of you. He's humble, he's talented, he's everything, and I cannot wait till you blow.
Yeah, wow. I just want to let you know I appreciate that.
Hey,
that's the motivation to keep going.
Hey, Lil Bug, how much did you pay her to come on the phone and say all that?
I didn't pay her nothing. It's just for support. I told her I was going to be on the show. She was like, I'm going to call up there. I'm like, no, you're not even going to watch the show. And they just showed the
support. I was like, I got to call.
Hey, man, a lot of people call into this show, man. We had Steven's call. I mean, he didn't call in, but he was listening one day, man. You never know who's on the phone lines. We got the whole, all of America is probably tuning in right now. And if they're not, they should be because they're missing out. Lil Bugs, Dough Belly Scrape, Lucky Luciano, y'all, you're going to miss my man, Carl, because I don't have his phone number. That phone number's been disconnected or something. So, you know, we're not going to worry about it. We're just going to keep doing what we're doing. Hey, I'm sorry for interrupting you guys, but thanks, Carl, for that. We appreciate it. And, Vince, we'll show you back the same love. Vienna, you can take it away now.
I am here. I just want to hear a Little Bug's freestyle, because if that's the way he started, I want to hear him freestyle. Go ahead, baby. The mic is yours.
Hey, check it out, Little Bug. Before you do that, I'm going to tell you right now, Vienna is a bad influence. She does that to every person on this show. She always like, hey, you know what? I want to hear you freestyle. I want to hear you sing. So if you don't want to do it, little man, I appreciate it. If you don't want to do it, but I'm gonna tell you right now, Vienna doesn't give a care. She wants to see if you're real or not. That's how she rolls.
Yeah.
You know me so well. You know me so well, Caesar.
I know. So if you want to freestyle, feel free to do it. But if you don't, you know, I'm gonna put you on the spot. At least I'm not.
I mean, like, for example, I might get kind of explicit. You know, I might get kind of explicit. Let me just give him a little something.
Yeah.
All right, check it out. I'm going to just give him a little something. I ain't going to try to get too explicit. I be like, I kill up a gorilla, banana, concealer, your belt, I was feeling you fucking me, nigga. Dropping the bars, I shoot up your thumb. Inside storm from my wrist and my charm. Try to run, the bullet gon' come. So how did you think it's the sun? Put a brick out and I'm breaking it down. Open the gates and I'm flooding the town. We chopping the bricks and ripping the six. You niggas is wild and taming you quick. Snapping you out with your 30 out seats. Busting your head, kidnapping your bitch. Get roasted black when you posted it. Make a weak nigga hand over there. So I refuse, I'm pulling my gat. Knock off your head, how real is that? From under the seat, I was really 4-5. If you come with me, I'm taking your life. Why the big ass, it ain't no surprise. How would you run if I shoot up your thighs? You say you ready to join the mob. Take it to and blow off the door knob. Pulling your hole like calling the car. Can't find your home, so I come to your job. I spot that I got those shitters. I shot to the tropical block and hit you and your partner. Put a dude deuce in a future with two. Your brains get blue, so watch you do. Leaving the pew, so I pray that you knew. Cut off your arm because I'm taking your shoe. Thinking the deer has never been real. Titanium steel get put in your grill. High game music, man.
Thank you.
Wow. I was checking the speed on it, man. You just broke the sound barriers.
Damn music, man.
Damn, you know what we should have done, Caesar? We should have freaking, you know, we should have gotten tablets to see how many we could do in 1 minute.
Hey. Yes. I hear the mom from the south out there. I hear the mom talking.
I got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What's his name again? Bugs?
Little Bug.
Okay, are you a synchronized swimmer or something? Because I don't believe you took a breath.
Hi.
I mean, how do you do that? That was magnificent and it was so fast, but I could understand every word you said, but the young man was not breathing, y'all.
And it's just how, like I said, when I was young, we used to try to go for like 20 minutes without stopping, and it's just how I got it first before I started writing. So I got kind of a voice control from doing the thing, you know.
Wow.
I only got one thing to say to all of that, and that's, ooh,
wow. Yeah, hey, brother, that was pretty good, man. I'm glad that I'm working with you. I'm glad you're part of my team, man, because I could use people like that. That was perfect. Man, I don't really have anything to say with that, man. I'm just glad you proved Vienna that you can get out there and do it, man, because she was waiting for you to fail. She didn't want you to succeed, but you...
Shoot, I want to hear it again. That's what I want. You call me.
That's just like somebody calling. It's like somebody calling me out of the battle. Like, I bet you ain't gonna go. You know, I gotta get to him.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh.
Hey guys, if you guys want to hold on for a second, I'm gonna give you something right now. My girl. Hey, turn on your music a little bit, peoples. We just put you on the phone. Your music was so loud, I had to put you back on mute. So turn down your phone a little bit, brother, or your music a little bit. But now we're going to get into what's going on in entertainment with A Money. You guys, hold on for a second. Give A Money a little time to say what's going on. I know there's a lot going on, so maybe she has a little bit for you guys. So sit back and enjoy the rest of the show. We're going to play a song for you right now. It's going to be a song that I pick of my choice. Why? Because it's my show. So anyway, I'm going to play a song that I've probably played before, but it's my song, so I'm going to play it again, all right? So check out this song by DJ Black Caesar, featuring Los and Murder. Check it out.
Quit playing, you make that beat, Tess.
Yeah. How you driving for that still, man? Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all ready? Come up real slow.
I'm the girl from that Trump, you're fired?
Oh, Trump,
yes.
Right. Yeah, that was it, man. Donald Trump girl. So, yeah, man, she was a real snob anyway, but that's really sad that he died. Yeah, he was out there. The guy was ripped up, man. He was together for 50 years old. He was together.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was January, so, you know, I'm sure she's tore up, but, of course, we are, too. You know, I loved him in the Green Mile.
Yeah, I know, man. Well, he just wasn't good in the Green Mile. He's been a lot of other things that he was good in also. But the Green Mile is one you got. The big guy that was in Green Mile, the one that was basically at the little powers and stuff, that's the guy she's talking about, if you guys didn't know. What else is going on out there? I know something else got to be going on.
Oh, man, you know, it's a lot going on. First of all, you know, I like to say rest in peace to Gerald Levert, you know, much support to
Levert.
They had to
He had a birthday or something that came up?
I didn't see when his birthday was, but he was on Unsung. They had him, you know, the last one. I guess it was going to be the last one for him. And, you know, I tuned in to that, and that was very great. So I also made the collage for the family. And, you know,
okay.
I just like to show love to my hometown, of course, Ohio, and to everyone who's coming out of Ohio and who has made a mark in history, and Gerald Levert and the Levert family is definitely one.
Hey, you had a death in the family also, right?
We had a good friend who passed away, of course. Yes, we did. A very good friend. So,
we're sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's all good. But, you know, also, you know, in the entertainment, if you don't mind, I'd like to give some love to Mr. Keith Klizark, multi-platinum producer, director, and partnering with him doing the digital distribution, as I was saying, you know, and, of course, number one in grooves. So it's going down again, like I said. Everybody's in entertainment, indie artists, you know, get what DJ Black Caesar, Vienna, get my information for the distribution. You know, it's going down over here on the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show with your girl, A Money.
Hey, thanks, A Money. I appreciate that. The information you sent me, I sent it to my girl, Vienna, and she said everything looked good to her. So we'll probably talk a little later on in the week. We'll talk and see what kind of price we got on that. But everything looked good to her, so if it looked good to her, then basically, it looks good to me because Vienna's my financial advisor, so she advises me what to do. But I will talk to you a little bit more about that. But first of all, let's finish up our interview with my man, Little Bug. Little Bug, we ain't forget you, brother. What's going on, man? Talk to me.
I'm still here, man. Just to sit back and enjoy the show, man.
Hey, let me ask you something, Little Bug. I mean, can you tell us your age, how old you are, and basically, you know, if you got a female friend or something, because a lot of listeners out there probably waiting for that, and you didn't get that out. But hey, look, let me say something else, brother. I see you look very intelligent on your videos. I see you got the glasses and all that going on. So you can let us know a little bit more about you and tell these guys where they can find you. Give them your social networks where they can find you at, and we can do that. That's what I'm talking about. You feel it? Can you dig that? You got that?
Yeah, I did that. Well, yeah, let them know I'm 25 years old. You know, right now I'm single right now, you know. And but anyway, you can hit me up on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, @LilBug, LILBUGG870983. You can holler at me on Facebook at LILBUG1G on that one, 870. You know, you can find me at Reverb Nation. You know, you can check my videos out on YouTube. I just released my other video, Money Don't Fold. You can check that out there. And also, my first video I came out with Kush Weed. That's KUSHWEED. You know, you can look that up. And that's about it right now. We're just keeping it moving, still working. You're going to keep seeing me come up. You're going to keep seeing these videos, keep seeing these checks. And hopefully you're going to hear me on the radio near you, you know. And we're going to keep pushing.
Hey, Dad, check it out. I got Lil Bug's song. This guy has a hot song, man. Right now, this is a song we're pushing for Little Bug. The name of the song is called Money Don't Fold. So, Little Bug, can you tell us what that song is about and what inspired you to do that song for me?
I mean, basically, when I heard the beat, like, it just came to me automatically. Like, my money don't fall. It was just a crunk beat. And the last song I had, last single I did was that Kush Weed. It was more like a slower song. You know, I did it for, like, the people that's locked up and all my people that's dead or whatever. So I was like, I got to come with some crunker this time. And that was the question, that money don't fall, you know. And, like, this first mind, like I said, I heard it just automatically came to me. My money don't fall, you know. And, you know, I just reflected on, you know, life, you know. I'm 25 years old. I've been through a few things, you know. So I just basically reflected. There was a couple of things going on in my personal life. You know, I put that in there also and just turned it into a crunk song.
Hey, Lil Buck, Caesar, sorry about that, man. Hey, Lil Buck, man, I want you to do me a favor, man. You doing a song for people locked up?
Yeah, fam, it's called Kush Weed.
Check this out, man. I want you to make a song for me, man. I was locked up this past weekend, man. I was locked up for like 3 days, man. Make me a song, man, wow. And tell everybody what I went through while I was in jail, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's basically what I do with my music. You know, I try to put stuff in that people can relate to, because everybody can relate to having someone locked up or someone that's passed or, you know, going through struggles or whatever, you know, because I come from the bottom, you know. So I don't try to ever, like, even though I was a millionaire, I wouldn't try to act too Hollywood. I still, you know, keep it in tune with my people can relate to it where I came from, you know what I'm saying, as well as everybody else on another scale, you know. So,
we can do something. I like him, man.
Appreciate that, bro.
Hey, brother, Lil Bugs, I want you to give me a world premiere for this song right here. Basically, you already know the name of the show is DJ Black Caesar Vienna Show. Give us a world premiere for this song, and we'll get on with it.
Yeah, man, signing in live from that Arkansas, you know what I'm saying, on the DJ Caesar Vienna Show, Black Caesar Radio. This is the world premiere of my song, Money Don't Fold, you know what I'm saying. Y'all go check the video out on YouTube. You can check me out on Facebook, like I said, and here we go.
Yeah. First off, B-U-G, be the damn man. Blowing on that loud cuss, called at that Iran. Nigga, I'm a grown man. Respect me like a boss. I heard you made the cross. Expect to take a loss. Got all this ice on me, so they call me Jack Frost. 700 block of call, of course, I had the white salt. Trapping with them lights off. Got it for the right cost. Call, of course, trapping, but I'm still a high for high spot. Boy, you just got penalized. Cause my top is peeled back like it just got circumcised. Leave me a new bird to ride so I can blow some purpose out. While chirping on my phone, they know I'm on. I got that work inside. Swinging through that Lincoln Center. I know it's high round. I see the one time. Still got my top down. Bugging like my nigga folks. I do this shit for you. Rest in peace, La Pussy Poo. It's going down, I promise you.
I be trapping out of control. Bitch, my money won't fold. I be trapping out of control. Bitch, my money don't fold.
Out of control, I'll be trapping out of control. Whoa.
Nice, nice, nice. But I already knew that. That's why I'm dealing with you, brother. Hey, Peoples Fernandez, what we do on this show, I don't know if you even know, man, but we like to grade the song a 1 through 10. So give that song a 1 through 10, Peoples Fernandez, and let's keep it moving.
Yeah, give that song a diss, man. Diss.
A diss? What's diss?
Diss, man. It's been the order, man. 10, man. 10, man. 10. Oh, I like that song, amigo.
I got you. I'm sorry. Hey. Lo siento. Lo siento.
Man.
Gizzy, what's up, Gizzy? Can you get us a song of 1 through 10?
No, I cannot.
See, can you just abide by the rules once? Can you do that for me? Can you abide by the rules? Hey, look, I said once. Once on the show. Can you do that for me?
Okay. I'm going to give the song a 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 again plus 10 more. And now you got all your 10, sir.
Hey, man, check it out, check it out. This girl right here is something else. Hey, Vienna, can you tell me what you get at? Hey, Vienna, are you still out there? Vienna, can you grade this song 1 through 10, please?
It was definitely making bounce. I'm giving it a 10.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
Hey, people. I'm calling my own name. Hey, Vienna.
Yes.
That's what happened to Cuba Connection, man. Rihanna, what que pasa, amiga?
Que pasa, mi amigo?
Nada, 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 mucho trabajo.
English, please. No daddy talk in Spanish. No. We don't know what y'all saying, so say it in English.
I just
he's saying
to
pasa.
With DJ Black Caesar.
Pasa, what's up?
Keep it locked.
Wow, you guys got it going on. Wow.
<We're making>
Hey,
where
you get that song? Is that everybody? That's pretty much everybody on my channel.
You didn't play the song, DJ Black Caesar.
Basically, I gave it a 10 because that's my man. The song is hot. If it wasn't hot, he wouldn't be working with me, and I wouldn't be working with him. So that song is hot right there. You guys need to check it out. Lil Bugs didn't tell you, but that song is all over land right now. Maybe he didn't know it. But I got that song on Twitter. That's on LinkedIn. That's on my Tumblr. That's on my tweetmysong.com. Actually, it's going to be on my tweetmysong.com because I just got the song today. So that's going to be loaded up on my tweetmysong.com. He's going to be on my new mixtape coming out in about maybe 4 or 5 days. He's going to be on that. Hey, Lil Bug, I need a personalized drop from you, brother. I didn't tell you that before, but I need you to give me a personalized drop. It's for a mixtape, so I need something with a mixtape. If you could do that for me, something about DJ Black Caesar during your promos or something like that. Or if you just want to say, hey, this is to my man, shout out to my man DJ Black Caesar. Do something nice, man.
Okay, I got you, bro.
Okay. Hey, boss, what we're going to do right now, we're going to let you give your social networks, tell the people where they can find you at all over the line. Right now, I can tell you guys where you can find them at. You can find them at every social group that DJ Black Caesar has online. I got social groups that have 94,000 people in them. So if you guys don't know that, believe me, this guy's out there. We're pushing him in India. We're pushing him in Germany. We're pushing him in Japan. We're pushing him. Did I say India? Okay, I already said India. Okay, so I'm sorry. We're pushing him in Africa. So if you guys are listening in right now, those are the places we're pushing him. Oh, we're pushing him in the United States also. We're doing Australia. We're doing Mexico also. That's part of my groups also. But Lil Bug doesn't have that information yet. But you guys check that out. Check out everything that I got going on with these artists because I'm really trying to get them out there. He's going to be on this radio station right here. We're going to be playing his song from time to time. Also, I'm going to get him loaded up on SCM Radio and some other interviews on some other stations, guys. And just don't stop with just getting one interview right here. Basically, what I'll do is I'll hook you over some other stuff that's going on also. And then you get the magazine also interview because if you're part of my team, you're not only getting your song on the radio.
what you're going to get, you're going to get your song on the radio. You're going to be in, like, whatever magazine that I'm in, you're going to be in, because I'm in, like, I think I'm in 3 magazines this coming up month. So I'm in 3 magazines. So that means each artist that I'm dealing with right now that's working with me, I'll be having them in the magazine also. It's basically called a press release. So these guys will be in my new press release that I'm getting done as we speak now from a PR worker in New York. I'm not going to tell you her name because I keep that personal. If you need a PR worker, you need to look them up on the Internet just like I did. I'm working with some people who work with Universal. So if you guys want to find somebody who works at Universal, that's no problem. All I got to do is Google search. Also, my man Bugs is on top of it. He's up early working, and I like what he's doing, and I just want everybody to check him out. Like I said, you can check him out all over the line right now, dealing with DJ Black Caesar. My promos are called Team Rents Do Pay Me. If you see that logo right there, that's the logo you need to be looking for. All those artists, I got about maybe 14 artists right now I'm working with. I'm looking for 25, so you could be that 25th person. Once I get 25, I'm completely done. I'm not looking for any more artists. Vienna is writing those contracts up. I thank her for doing that. Also, I thank anybody out there that's helping me to do that. And you guys will get paid eventually. As soon as I get paid, you'll get paid. Vienna, I haven't forgot about you. So you guys, if you want to get paid, if you want to be on my team, Rents Do Pay Me, you need to get down with me, man, because this is real. We do real stuff. We do real numbers. Don't ask me questions about all that stuff that you guys need, like as far as what's going on with your if you Google search DJ Black, so you can find all that yourself. I don't have the analytics to show you because I'm too busy to get those analytics for the stuff that I'm doing. You guys can find that yourself. So I'm letting all you guys know that also. And if you need to know anything else, guess what? You can call me directly. Most of you guys got my direct number. Some of you don't. Once you get there, believe me, I will give you my direct number. Once I see your direct artist that I can work with, you'll get my personalized number. So, guys, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep grinding hard. Keep moving. Keep motivating, guys. That's what I like. I like real motivators, and Lil Bug is one of those motivators. So if you guys want to be like Lil Bug, if you want to be like my girl, Boss Lady, you guys need to do what they do so we can make this money, guys. I know it's hard out there. I know it's hard to get in the game, guys, but believe me, I got connections to get in the game. Vienna has connections to get in the game. So what you need to do is hook up with the DJ Black Caesar show and Vienna show. I'm sorry, I didn't say that right. DJ Black Caesar and Vienna hook up with our show, and we'll take care of you guys. That's what's up. That's what's real. Keep it going. Keep it strong. We just lost Gidget, so I'm not even going to call her back because we got like 12 minutes left, and all she's going to do is talk. But anyway, damn, she called back. Damn. No, I'm just joking. Hey, Gidget, I was just joking with you. You ain't got to say nothing, Gidget. I was just joking.
Caesar, you fired. You fired right now. Gunshot shootings, politics, and politics.
We talk about all that kind of stuff. On Sunday, we have an economic development show. So and we have some more shows coming up. We're having a youth show going to be produced, written, and directed by young people 18 to 25. Anyone interested, hit up DJ Black Caesar. Look for me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. My name is Gidget Aziza Mariam Muhammad. On Twitter, I'm Z65, and Z is spelled Z-E-I. You can Google me. Just give me your information. Anybody that's interested, coming in October on Monday nights, our dear FOI brothers are in class. We're having a show called Sister to Sister to Sister, which is just sweet girl talk. You know, we're going to be talking about everything, especially you men. So we have a lot coming up and going on right now, DJ Black Caesar.
Amiga, Gidget, check this out, Amiga. I want to ask you a question now. You got all these shows.
Do I know you?
I know you.
Oh, okay. What's up? What's up?
What about the People Fernandez show?
Oh, the People Fernandez show?
Well,
okay. Well, people, you know, honey, you're going to have to hit me up in my inbox and tell me what you're bringing, and I'll let you know if we can swing that for you.
Gidget, we can do that right now?
No, we're not going to do that right now.
I got 8 minutes left, so you can't do that right now. We only have 8 minutes left on the show. So, Deanna, have any last words you'd like to share with everybody?
Oh, good. I just want to give a special shout-out to Boss Lady. She's out there doing her thing. She's working it. And definitely give a shout-out to everybody out there trying to make it in the industry. Remember, just, you know, do what you got to do. And it's all about marketing and promotions, promoting yourself properly, getting those numbers up, and making yourself in strong demand for these labels to get you. But you don't want them, so you want to show them that you could do it on your own.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Caesar, I got one question. Caesar, can I ask a question to everybody?
Yes, sir.
Anybody play golf?
Yeah, I
play golf, peoples.
Yeah,
you like Tiger Woods? You like Tiger Woods?
I play golf, peoples.
You like Tiger Woods, right?
Yeah, I like Tiger Woods.
Okay. Hey, Lil Bug, you like Tiger Woods?
Yeah, I like Tiger Woods.
Check this out, man. We're going to have a show, man. Next Wednesday, man, we're going to have a show, man. We're going to dedicate it to Tiger Woods, man.
Okay, that's cool.
There's no one named Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods.
Little Bugs, are you still there?
I'm still here, man.
I'm sorry, brother, but I got to let you speak a little bit, man. You can speak on your social networks, let the people know how to get in touch with you, let them know where they can find you at. I know you've done that before, but I like to end the show with your social networks out.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I want to say I appreciate everybody on the show tonight. You know, I appreciate all the listeners, all the fans, everybody supporting me, you know what I'm saying? You can holler at me on Twitter at LILBUGG870983. You can holler at me on Facebook.com/LILBUGG870. You can look me up on Reverb, YouTube. You know, I got the Money Don't Fall video out. You can look that up, LILBUGG, Money Don't Fall, and the Kush Weed. Your single, and you can just look for me. I'm all over the internet. Just Google me. You'll see me out here.
Hey, you know what? That's what I like to hear, brother. Tell them you're all over the internet. They can find you anywhere because you are all over the internet, man. You are all over the internet.
Saying, man, seek and you shall find. You know what I'm saying? You seek, little boy, you'll find.
You know what? I'm tongue-tied tonight, man. I'm tongue-tied. Hey, Vienna, I know you're doing a great job for me, Vienna. I love what you're doing, man. I'm going to need some more contract for you, too, but I'm going to call you back up and let you know about that. Everybody else, they're still sending me contracts, so when I get all the contracts in, I will send them over to you so you can put them up in your files, and we can have them in two different files. But, Vienna, you're doing a great job with the interviews. I just want you to know that worldwide. I want everybody to know Vienna's doing a great job. Vienna, this is not the first time she's been at the bat, man. This guy, this girl's done a show before, and now she's doing with me because I felt like that I need to get her in my show because she was an interesting person. She has a great voice. Her personality is great. And basically, I want to help her out and get her back started and let her do her thing. And same thing with Abe Money. Abe Money is a great person. She has a great voice. And Abe Money should be shining also. So I know that we basically didn't have it set up tonight where she could shine. But next week, next Wednesday, we'll have the entertainment done by Abe Money, our newest comer. Abe Money, you got any last words? You want to give a shout-out or anything? Do you got anything?
Yes, I would love to say congrats to you on your fiance and your wedding. Hopefully, I will be there. Big up, Vienna, my girl Vienna. We over here chatting back and forth on the net. You know, big up to the whole family. Thank you all for, you know, having me on. And you won't regret it. And this is your girl, A Money. I never sleep. Do this. Holler at me, Aisha. Simmons on Facebook. The A Money Show Takeover on Twitter. And Google me. You'll find me everywhere.
That's what's up, A Money.
I like her. She sounds good, man. Good speaking voice, man.
Yeah, I know. That's why she's working for the DJ Classics in Vienna show, because she has a great speaking voice. She's very intelligent. I like her, too.
It sounds like, man, my man, to you, me, man, you got an attitude with me, man. I mean, you know, I come on the show, man. I try to show some love and support for your show, and you just, you seem like you try to disrespect me on the side, man, on the slide.
No, sir. I'm not trying to disrespect you people. You're a great person. I love you to death, too. But I'm going to tell you right now, basically, that you doing the comedy, that's cool. We love the comedy. We love what you're doing, brother. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, and everything will work out. Can you dig that?
You like me, too?
I like you, too. I like you, too, peoples.
I want to say something else, so I'll get up, too.
People, you're part of the family. What are you talking about?
Okay. Hey,
I want to say something before I get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Man, like I said, this little boy, I want to tell y'all, man, anybody out there with a dream, go for it and go hard. Don't never let nobody tell you you can't, man, because I do it all. I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? Keep God first, follow your dreams, and never let them give you a defeated mindset, and you're going to make it. That's all I want to say.
You know what? This guy's a gentleman and a scholar, and I just want you guys to know that. You already know that. This guy right here really has a lot going on, guys. You need to check him out. Little Bugs, internet, like he said. You can check him out on Facebook. I'm going to send each one of you guys on the phone his account, if I haven't already, but you guys will have his account, Sister Gidget, Vienna. Vienna, you should have it, right?
For who? For Little Bugs?
Yeah, Little Bugs. You got his account?
I don't have his account for Facebook. I have the Twitter. I just added him on Twitter, but I don't have him on Facebook. I could.
Okay, I'll be sending it out to you. Give me a couple of minutes. I'll be sending it out to you. And then, guys, DJ Black sees out to eat dinner because we got dinner ready, but I've been waiting until I got the show because I don't like to eat before the show because, you know, on that. So I'd like to come about the show. You guys have been great. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We got 1 minute and 30 seconds left right now. I just want to shout out.
I want to say something.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to say that, you know, I listen to your show pretty much every week, and for some reason tonight, every young man that you had on the show is one that I would definitely call an example for our youth. They had extraordinary personalities. They're very articulate, very grounded, very focused, and it really gives us a positive outlook on the future of society and music. And I just want to say hats off to all of those gentlemen. Thank you for being young, positive, strong Black men. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister Gidda. I appreciate you saying that. I thank you very much because it was a professional show, and I enjoyed it, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay, guys, we have 30 seconds left, so everybody good night. As-salamu alaykum.
We love you, people, Fernandez.
Yes.
My nigga, my salam.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
I love you all. Thank you so very much again.
I love you. Mucho gusto.
Hey, guys. Hey, everybody have a good time. We'll see you next week. Wednesday, 7 o'clock Central. We'll be back. Peace.
Good night. Good night.
Bye.